Six Nations elected council have announced that some of the community's roads will begin being resurfaced after the transition from the colder winter months to warmer spring temperatures have revealed deterioration on some roads. Council says some roads that were already planned for resurfacing under the 2025 budget for Six Nations Public Works will have work commencing shortly. Six Nations Chief Sherry Lynn Hill outlined which roads have been approved as part of the 2025 budget.
The Public Works Department 2025 budget includes resurfacing three roads, and this has been approved. This includes Road 152, fourth line between Mohawk and Seneca Road, Road 157, fourth line between Cougar Road and the railroad tracks, Road 243, Chiefswood Road between 2nd and 3rd line.
Chief Hill further detailed that nine additional roads will also be resurfaced due to rapid deterioration and that council has allocated funds from the Federal Fuel Charge Proceeds Fund to have the work begin once design and tenders are prepared and contractors are secured.
Due to the rapid deterioration of the Six Nations road network, Six Nations of the Grand River 59th Elected Council has approved an additional nine roads. This additional work will commence once the design and tenders are prepared. This includes Road 274, Cougar Road between 3rd and 4th line, Road 265, Onondaga Road between 4th and 5th line, Road 235, Seneca Road between 4th and 5th line, Road 163, 5th line, Seneca and Chiefswood Road, Road 123, 1st line, between Seneca and Chiefswood Road, Road 253, Tuscarora Road, between 2nd and 3rd line, Road 232, Seneca Road, between 1st and 2nd line, Road 233, Seneca Road, between 2nd and 3rd line, Road 255, Tuscarora Road, between 4th and 5th line.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.